Well, good evening, Audio Boo. It's all one word. And?
Dean Reed.
Dean, my main MF Reed. It's 10 to 11 at night on Wednesday, the longest day of the year so far for me. Wednesday, the 21st of May. We're still on the go. So that we've been going for over 12 hours now, walking, nearly 13 hours. And so just to give you a quick update, I don't want to give you a quick update at all, I want to tell you what happened. We were just above a place called Wallach, which is just above Chester's Rum and Fort, which is just above Cholerford. We made the decision that we would stop at, I knew there was a hotel at Cholerford, so made the decision to stop at the George Hotel in Cholerford and have a proper feed. So we did that. Dean had a delectable sirloin steak and I opted for the lamb shank. Thank you very much, sir. But a little bit of a funny story, really. We went in there, waited at the reception for about 5 minutes, nobody there. Went trudging through the hotel, all stinking sweaty. Are we keeping an eye on where we're going to be going here? Because it's a bit pitch black now. Well, it's not pitch black, but it's dark. Trudging through the hotel and got to the restaurant and asked if it was... oh, yeah, there's a stile. Is it there? There's a stile here. Okay. It looks like a kissing gate, though, doesn't it? Asked if it was okay to order food because there was a big sign on the side of the hotel saying put a bar meal served here. Oh, there's, what's this barbed wire, Dean? Oh. And she says, oh, yeah, of course it was. Are you all right?
Yeah, that was the barbed wire.
No, barbed wire.
Snagging on the bag.
Okay. So... She says, do you want to sit in? And I kind of peeked in the restaurant seating area and saw that it was full of elderly people who are obviously on a bus trip, tucking away into their tea or their supper, whatever you want, the dinner, whatever you want to call it in your part of the world. And I said, oh, listen, we'll go, if it's all right, we'll go and sit outside, because we'd seen that there was a sign for beer garden, which comprised two circular tables, actually. And so she says, all right, okay, you go through there, pointing right through the middle of the seating area to some fire doors. And I said, what, through there? Yeah, just go. I said, you want us to walk right through the middle of the restaurant, looking like two hillbillies? Yeah, okay. I was like, all right then. So it was that proverbial... Oh, God. Moment where everybody...
That's the night we've got.
Did you see what he did, though? He put his flipping... Big wagon just went past with all of his lights on. Everybody stopped what they were doing and looked up at us trudging through the middle of this restaurant. Anyway, we went outside and we had some nice food and a cup of coffee and then set off at 9 p.m. To a beautiful night. Going over the bridge at Cholerford, heading eastbound, and straight up Brunton Bank, an area that I know very, very well. My godmother lived in a farm at the top of Brunton Bank, and a really good friend of mine, a school friend of mine, his parents lived where they built the house that, next door to that, so I know the area very, very well. And so it was all uphill for about 2 miles. It was quite hard work, actually, having just eaten and the brufen that I'd taken hadn't kicked in. Heels were quite sore. But anyway, we got up the top and walking along across along the side of a meadow to a beautiful sunset. So keep an eye out on my Flickr page for the pictures of that, and also probably later on if I've got signal later on when we do stop, then I'll upload them to Flickr, which shares them to the shareyouradventure.com map. So we've just quite literally, well, it's looking to be nearly a mile behind us now, crossed over the A68, which is the road running north and south. It goes up to Edinburgh, you know, through Jedburgh and up to Edinburgh. A really, really nice scenic drive. A bit uppy downy, a bit twisty turny, but a beautiful drive. And that moment when you cross the border into Scotland, you just get this awesome vista. Mac McDonald knows exactly what I... Mac McDonald? He lives in Southampton. Mac McColgan knows exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, as for now, we've probably got just under 6 miles to go. So it's 5 to 11 at night. It's pretty dark. We can see where we're going though, down through the this grassy field. I did know I did have the idea, and I did tell Dean that once we got to Brunton Bank, it was all downhill, and well, there was a couple of slight inclines, but we've been coming downhill for the last couple of mile now, so that's nice. Down into Hollow Hill, where we're staying. Oh, for God's sake. I can see in the darkness where people have trudged the path across this grass, so it's just a case of making sure we're on it. There might be a bit of wet, moist ground here. Onto a bridge over this marshy bit, over another stile. Hang on, people. Just making sure that I'm deliberate in my... Oh, a bit of an incline now, unfortunately. It's just a slight one. Deliberate in my footing. Coming over the stile in the darkness. I wouldn't be lying. Or I'd be lying to say that today wasn't hard. And as of right now, we've done 40.31 kilometres. Every time I've... Oh, sorry. Bit of an incline here. Every time I've done a map appreciation, I've been way out on distance. But the very quick map appreciation I've been doing on ViewRanger, I haven't really been taking into account the contours and how the land's going up and down. And definitely not using Naismith's rule, for those in the know. However, what I will say is that from where Dean and I took a little break just above Wallach, we were making really good progress up until about a mile short of Cholerford. So we stopped and it was about a mile and a half. We made good progress, but the fatigue got us a bit. Anyway, we'd eaten. We're nearly there. Looking at probably just past midnight at this rate. Oh, it's been a bloody hell of a day. Definitely never to be forgotten. Probably never remember the actual fatigue. He says negotiating another stile here. But just remembering and having that mental note that we were fatigued. Oh. So I've, on the whole, have I enjoyed today? Yeah, because, well, it's like when you finish a run, you don't really truly enjoy it when you do it, but when you finish, you feel so good. Today has been fits and starts of that. You know, if I'm to be honest, there's been times when I've been in flipping agony with my heels. I've had a lot of really nice messages. Oh, hello. We'll come to some stone gates. What the hell's this?
The entrance to the labyrinth.
Obviously, it's fairly dark, so we can't see. But it's been fits and starts of highs and lows. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, what's that say there? This path, public footpath to Halton. Ah, that's good. That's good news, isn't it? So we're going over. Oh, not Hadrian's Wall path. Oh dear, let's have a quick squiz. Hang on, I think it means to the right. Okay, let's negotiate this. Thanks very much for listening. And probably got about an hour to go in reality. So speak to you soon. Thanks very much for listening.